Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.
It's Tuesday, the 7th of January, 2025, and today on Behind the Headlines, we're talking to some people who are stuck in a pub.
That's the best thing could have happened. We've got to play in the snow. We've had a great time. It's been amazing.
And you may not love your trip to the dentist, but we're going to be talking to the family of one man whose life was saved by his.
This is something that needs to be talked about, and this is something that needs to be done. And if it hadn't been for that brilliant dentist, you know, we might not be here today.
My name's Louise Easton. I'm going to be your host over the next 10 minutes. So settle in as we dive straight in to talk about something you've probably had multiple conversations about already today, the weather. Yesterday, we had cars underwater, power outages and people being evacuated from their homes. And today, we've got a similar story. The bad weather is continuing to cause widespread disruption across the country, especially on the roads and trains. As you'd expect, we've got our reporters out and about in some of the worst affected places. And we're going to start in East Yorkshire and Northern Lincolnshire, where there are more than a dozen flood warnings in force. Last night, fire crews rescued a teenager from floodwater in Grimsby, while other areas are also on high alert. Our senior reporter Rebecca Quarmby is in Holderness, where flooding's affected play.
I can see a large area of the golf course underwater, and parts of where we're standing at the range flooded too. It's because water's coming over from the Holderness drain. I've got John with me, who's the owner here. John, just how bad has it got?
The scale of the water coming through us every year now is getting greater. We're fighting fires all of the time, but we'll be closed for quite a while now till we can get rid of the water.
How long will it take you to get rid of it?
Probably a couple of months. We have our own underground pumps, but none of them can work while the fields and the drains are so full at the back.
Well, I've just checked North's Bridge nearby, where the Environment Agency has issued a flood warning and water levels are at the top of the banks. They're now urging people to stay clear of flood water.
And it's a similar picture in Worcestershire again too. Our reporter Elliot Burrow is in Evesham for us.
Levels remain high from where I'm stood here near the River Avon, water gushing down it, an abbey park covered with geese, swans and water. Craig Reeves is a Wychavon district councillor and he told me the town was ready for the potential risk of flooding.
Many shops have got defences in place, but Wychavon provides sandbags, so each home can receive up to 6 sandbags.
The sun has been outshining here, but it is still really cold. I've got my hat and gloves on, as well as my wellies. Emergency services are reminding people to still take care when heading out. Gareth Clark is from Hereford and Worcester Fire and Rescue Service.
Travel only if it's essential to do so. Plan your route in advance. If people then do come across road closures, not to think that they know better and to pass them, really.
No further rain seems to be forecast, but we're told these levels could remain high throughout the upcoming days.
One of the worst affected areas today seems to be Leicestershire, where we've had a severe risk to life warning for parts of the River Soar. Charlotte Lineker is our senior reporter in the East Midlands.
The sheer volume of water that completely conceals the fields and some roads around Barrow has been hard to comprehend. At Proctor's Pleasure Park, all that remains is stranded caravans where people have been evacuated. Earlier, some were even rescued with a water raft. Roger Walton is the flood warden. He says to me how this is the worst he's seen it.
It's actually gone over the flood prevention system that we have in place. Over these fields there's a footpath. You cannot see the footpath at the moment.
Well, the county's fire and rescue service have issued this advice for the coming hours and days.
It's likely to continue to rise slightly over the course of the next 12 or so hours, but we are hopeful that it will begin to reduce.
Another area where people are trying to recover from flooding is Belton Road in Loughborough. Gwen and Mick say the devastation of the brook bursting its banks has hit them hard.
It was absolutely horrendous.
Terrifying.
We were 6 to 8 inches deep in water in the downstairs of the house.
Well, the East Midlands Ambulance Service have also declared a critical incident. It's the first time they've ever done so.
Well, the ambulance service in the East Mids isn't the only place to declare a critical incident today. A number of hospital trusts have done the same, and that's also being linked in part to the weather. With the colder temperatures, many places are seeing an influx of people struggling with flu-like symptoms and respiratory issues. Our reporter Amelia Sammons is in Birmingham, which is one of the places having issues today.
In a statement, the trust, which run the QE, Heartlands, Good Hope and Solihull Hospital, said that they're suffering from extreme pressures across their services. It says 311 inpatients are being treated for flu, with measures including mask wearing now being introduced across all departments. Advice is to only use A&E if absolutely necessary, and to use a pharmacy or NHS 111 for anything less serious.
Plymouth's Derriford Hospital has followed the NHS in Cornwall and also declared a critical incident today, meaning there'll be behind-the-scenes changes to help the hospital cope with the number of patients they're seeing. Our chief reporter Andrew Kay is just outside the grounds.
As of 8:30 this morning, staff are now prioritising those with the biggest need and urging only those patients who need to be here to come. Last year, the hospital declared 5 critical incidents here. It's unclear at this stage whether the pressures in Cornwall are having a knock-on impact here. At the moment, carers of patients are being asked not to enter A&E unless they absolutely have to help to ensure there is enough space for patients to be able to sit down and wait.
Hampshire also seems to be having problems, as does the Royal Liverpool Hospital, who tell us it's likely to remain in a critical incident for a few days. The Trust says it's experiencing an exceptionally high demand. Our reporter Harry Booth joins us now from the hospital.
Where I am right now, there's a few people heading in and out of A&D, as you'd expect, a couple of ambulances parked up to the side, but in the main it's pretty quiet, which may very well be because of the plea to stay away unless it's an emergency. Dr. Jim Gardner says it's causing disruption across the board.
We have to start to step down some elective surgery and move people from some outpatient clinics in order to manage a surge in poorly patients.
We're told there's a comprehensive plan in place to resolve the issue, but there's a warning of longer waits or the sickest people are treated.
You're listening to Behind the Headlines. Now, before we hear from those people stuck in a pub, I'd like to know what you think a hamster, a prosthetic leg and a wig all have in common. It may sound like one of those cracker jokes you've been reading out recently, but they are in fact all items which have been left on a train operator's services. Our reporter Ellie Kumar has more on this.
Well, in total, since July 2022, more than 32,000 items have been left on Northern services. You've listed some of the more unusual ones there, but just to add to that, I can mention a 10-kilogram box of chicken breasts, crutches, a cupboard and a wig. One passenger even left their bike on a train while they were still wearing the helmet. However, they are in the minority. The most common items, as you'd expect, are devices like mobile phones and laptops.
Now, do you like going to the dentist? Many people don't, or in fact can't, because they struggle to get an appointment, especially with an NHS dentist. According to recent figures, in December, a massive 94% of new patients who attempted to secure NHS care were unsuccessful. Today, those in the industry have been on Downing Street to deliver a petition signed by more than 250,000 people calling for major improvements to NHS dentistry. Our reporter Josh Bailey was with them.
Yes, that's right. A bitterly cold day in London, but that didn't stop those behind this petition from knocking on the door of Number 10 and handing it in while in their scarves and coats. It was started by Tom Thayer, who is a former NHS dentist and now a consultant, and he told me what will happen if change doesn't occur.
We are seeing withering of dentistry on the vine. We have been at crisis point for some time and we're now at the end of the road. And if dentistry funding and delivery of care is not managed effectively by the government, then we will see basically complete collapse.
Tom and others are doing this, in their words, to save NHS dentistry. They want to see it properly funded and to see the Prime Minister's pledge to provide 700,000 extra urgent dental appointments to be rolled out as soon as possible. And one person who knows all too well the value of a simple checkup is Tony Page. Tony, who does struggle with his speech, was here today with his son Alex and partner June. And Tony, you had your life saved by a routine visit to the dentist. Tell me more.
And 6 weeks after I'd seen the dentist, I was having an operation for mouth cancer. I had no idea I had a problem. So it was the dentist who effectively saved my life.
And what was that like for you as a family sort of go through?
It was a shock because, as Tony just said, there was no symptoms of anything. And then to find that it was cancer and it had to be surgery, and then all the vocabulary of all of that, it's very shocking.
I mean, as a son as well, like, you must be so proud of Tony being here today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things my dad's been really involved in since is being such an advocate in the community, sort of supporting people who've just had a diagnosis and are feeling like we felt in 2014.
Well, thank you, Tony, who is hoping to save others through this position like he was 10 years ago.
Right, I've been promising you for a while now, but we're finally going to hear from a man who's travelled all the way from Australia only to get stuck in a pub in North Yorkshire. He's among 23 people who've been snowed in the Tan Hill Inn, which is Britain's highest pub and has become a little bit notorious for snow-ins. They've been stuck there since Saturday and have been passing the time by building snowmen, watching movies and playing games. Paul Wright, who's on his first ever visit to the UK, has described the experience as magical and says it's something he'll never forget.
We were messing around as we got out of the car and I picked up an estimated snowball. I couldn't believe how light it actually is. I've never actually felt real snow because in Australia a lot of it's manufactured. So it was amazing. It was the best thing that could have happened. Slowed the holiday down. We've had a full family vibe. We've got the ability just to chill out. We've got to play in the snow. We've had a great time. It's been amazing.
Well, it's nice that they've been making the best of a tricky situation caused by the snow, isn't it? Sadly, for people in northeast Scotland, they've not been able to enjoy their regular fun in the snow because it's too cold. Yes, you heard me right. An annual snowball fight organised in Aberdeenshire, which normally attracts hundreds of people, has had to be abandoned because of conditions. Our reporter Vanessa Walker is in Aberdeen with more.
We've had snow up here for around a week now with weather warnings for snow and ice, which are feeling a little bit never ending. About a year ago, I attended the Inverurie snowball fight, which sounded a little bit like this.
3, 2, 1, fight!
And yes, it was as fun as it sounds. Around 300 people turned up for the fun, with Team 1 claiming the title. And they were hoping to be back to reclaim the title this year, and it was promised to be much bigger and better. But due to temperatures falling to minus 13 in some places, organisers called off last night's event due to the snow freezing over. Organiser Ray Thompson posted this video to social media.
Unfortunately, we've got to postpone, and that's the problem. We've weather-based activities, and I think that it's worth doing it when somebody could easily get hurt.
And I'm outside right now, so let's try and make a snowball. That is just complete ice. I don't know if you can hear that. A sheet of ice breaking in my hands. So that could probably cause some serious injury if it were to hit someone. I'm speaking with Adrian Simpson from the Royal Society of the Prevention of Accidents, and he's agreed that maybe it's a good idea to leave the snowball fighting for another day.
Yeah, these snowballs that are certainly made completely of ice, yeah, can be extremely dangerous. They can lead to all sorts of injuries, particularly things like loss of eyesight if it's particularly severe as well. It's very sad to always sad to hear when these sort of fun sounding events are cancelled. But we would say, you know, be very careful when you're out and about at the moment. And as fun as the snow and the ice might look, unfortunately, they do lead to accidents and injuries.
Organisers of the snowball fight say they are monitoring the weather and hope to get back on the playing fields later this month.
Well, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed for them. For more on these stories, head to the news pages of our websites or check out our social media channels. And be sure to come back again tomorrow when we'll continue to take you behind the headlines.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. And a double-lined hood and reinforced elbow patches mean this hoodie will last. Born from a commitment to support the communities that create its products. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.